At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with veteran handicappers Matt Youmans and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
And we begin VSiN Tonight. Dave Ross in for Matt Youmans tonight alongside Wes Reynolds. We are here at Circus Sportsbook, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, here on a Friday night, Wes. A lot of things going on, trying to get one more spot into the NBA postseason. At halftime right now, the Pellies up on Sactown, 54-45. Earlier in the evening, the Miami Heat took care of the Bulls. Feel bad for my Bulls brethren. We got all excited, right? No Jimmy Butler. And you think, all right, well, maybe now this is going to be the time Miami's going to kind of lay down. No lay down. Easy victory over Chicago. Is actually the Bulls who called off the dogs late. This one really never in doubt, not as close as the final score would indicate. So that's what we have so far at the to round out the play-in tournament. Great call last night. We were doing the show about maybe fading some of the high-priced Bulls. DeMar DeRozan, his underhits. Kobe White, his underhits. And really, you mentioned it last night, Wes. You thought they would struggle to score, and boy, did they ever.
Yeah, they did. And look, it was over from the get-go. And the Bulls, I mean, to be fair, they've been shorthanded a lot of the year. No Zach LaVine. No Lonzo Ball. So they've had no Patrick Williams, who was one of their lottery picks a couple years ago. So, you know, not really a surprise, I think, that the Heat were able to dispatch of them even without Jimmy Butler. So now we do have a Heat against Celtics at DraftKings series price minus 3,000 for the Celtics. Like, all these are kind of like in the 100s, 200s, or 300s. This is minus 3,000 plus 1,300 on the Miami Heat. And that series, by the way, is going to begin, I think it is on Sunday.
Yeah,
Sunday. They are the first game on the Sunday quadruple header. So Celtics open, I'm looking at my screen here, and they open 14 over the Heat, 208.5 on the total.
It's something we've talked about before. You can kind of get by with that game one of that first game after your star. Tyler Hero stepped up a little bit tonight for Miami instead of one Jimmy Butler, who we do not believe will be available for this series at all. We're hearing 3 weeks minimum. I know there's a massive number, and I know we're not in the business of laying those type of numbers, but is there any danger at all for the Celtics there as that 1-8 matchup?
I don't think so. I think that they, if they don't sweep, they're probably going to win in five.
Yep.
You would think, you know, maybe Miami shoots well enough from the three where they get one at home or something. But look, this is obviously, this is payback here for the Celtics. And I think that they absolutely wanted a crack at these guys based on what we've seen in terms of the playoffs. Just, you know, they got beat last year in the playoffs by these guys. So, you know, they're gonna want to get back at him. I think really what was a poor series last year for the Celtics.
Yeah, losing in seven at home, and you thought that kind of that miracle Derek White shot to get it back to Beantown, mm-hmm. they'd be able to ride that momentum. It did not happen that way at all.
Remember it was 3-0 series lead.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's all Miami, and then the Seas come back, went three in a row, and that miracle shot in South Beach in game six, and everybody just assumed it was over. No. And Miami won easily game mm-hmm. seven in Beantown last year. So again, there's no Jimmy Butler. We understand that, but you're right. This is a team, I think, that if you gave the Celtics truth serum at the beginning of the year, they said, if we want to exercise the demons, we'd like to beat Miami. Mm-hmm. I mean, they stood in our way of going back to the NBA Finals a year ago. They're going to get that opportunity without Jimmy Butler. I'll be curious to see what Eric Spoelstra can come up with. This is really, to me, like, I don't know that we talk about coaching enough in the NBA. We talk about it all the time in the NFL, I think, for good measure, right? Because sometimes I think the coach gets too much credit and obviously maybe too much of the blame when they lose. In the NBA, we don't seem to talk about it unless you get to these matchups and you go, oh, Joe Mazzulla, Eric Spoelstra.
Right.
Advantage Spo.
Advantage Spo, yeah, absolutely. And he's been a great spread coach in the playoffs and a multiple-time champion. But, you know, the Celtics team, 64-18, by the way, they did win by 12 games, mm-hmm. or 14 games in the Eastern Conference. So, you know, this should be their year, but, you know, you get into the playoffs. We've only had both one seeds, by the way, at advance. That would be Boston and Oklahoma City if it were to happen this time around. It's only happened once since 2008.
Wow.
I think it was 2016 Warriors-Cavs. So, you know, you don't always get the one seeds there necessarily, but this is one seed that is certainly expected to make the finals.
You would think so. So 112-91 Miami over the Bulls. By the way, it does stay under the total. I can't even believe it got close to being dicey at all. 47-37 at the half. It looks like a dead under. And then sometimes in that kind of garbage time, as we saw, you got more points in the second half over easily hits in that Miami game. But the Heat do move on as the 8 seed. The Bulls are eliminated very quickly. You mentioned it. They were shorthanded, too. Billy Donovan, we know he's not going to Kentucky. We were assuming he's going back to Chicago. Dismantling there, I've already seen, like, for next year. Because this team, I don't know that anybody really took seriously this year in the Eastern Conference.
Well, look, and I think it's going to depend on, you know, who they want to roll with. Do they want to go with DeRozan, or do they want to go with Zach LaVine? Because I don't think DeRozan and LaVine, and I've never believed that they can work together, and it never really has happened. You know, the Bulls haven't really done anything with these two together. So I don't know if they necessarily function together, because very similar game, very similar roles. And, you know, sometimes there's only like so many shots to go around.
Right.
I think, Dave. So, you know, we'll see what they do. They've got some young talent there, but, you know, not the healthiest team. They're about, I think, middle of the pack in terms of the salary structure right now. So you look at the Bulls. DeRozan, this is the last year of his contract. They've got LaVine tied up for three more years, so you got to think maybe DeMar DeRozan is going to be a free agent that is certainly on the move somewhere else. $28.6 million, that expires this year, so... Bulls, yeah, they've got to do some roster configuration, I think, if they want to kind of reach that upper level of the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, I think it looked like it was going to break nicely for them without Jimmy Butler. Very lackluster offensive performance tonight down there in South Beach. So the Heat move on. Right now we're seeing the live number. The Pellies, 7.5. Remember, this is no Zion in this winner go home matchup here against the Kings. And again, kind of like we were just talking about with the Bulls. Boy, if you're Sacramento, You dispatch the Warriors. You send them home. Speaking of ending eras and dynasties, maybe you've closed that one off with the books forever. And now you go down to New Orleans, and so far, laying an egg here down 10 early in this third quarter. You got to feel like if you're Mike Brown, boy, it doesn't get to look a whole lot better than this, but right now it doesn't look good.
Yeah, we saw the buyback come in. I ended up on the Pelicans. Pick'em Pelicans actually ended up laying, I believe, two yep. in even some places, mostly 1.5 out there. But certainly the market came back on this team. Remember, this team 5-0 against the Kings this year. You know, yeah, you're without Zion, but... you know, sometimes you get that one game where you can kind of, you know, reconfigure things a little bit. But obviously this game, far from over. Kings did lead after the first quarter. But De'Aaron Fox, 20 so far for the Sacramento Kings, and they're going to need him to be the big-time scorer. 8 of 14 from the floor tonight. Sabonis already with the double-double, 12 points and 10 rebounds. But for the Pelicans, JV, Jonas Valanciunas, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Brandon Ingram with 12. So Ingram is playing more minutes tonight. Did not play very much the other night against the Lakers. I think only ended up going 25 minutes. He's already played 21 tonight.
You mentioned that opening number for the Celtics against the Heat. Where do we think it'll go? And this is a good exercise out there, everybody. Look, I'm right there with Wes. I can't see this series going past five. So if you want to get involved in that and maybe a number of games and you want to respect Eric Spoelstra to say you can get one, it normally feels like that first one could be the trickiest. Now, I know the Heat are not going to be well-rested. Now it's 13 we're seeing here with that total of 208.5. But sometimes kind of like, hey, I don't know what Spo's going to do game one to kind of junk it up, right? Do you look at that theory and you go, oh, no, the Celtics are well-rested. The Heat have played one knockdown dragout that they lost to Philadelphia, then got to kind of cruise tonight against the Bulls. How do you kind of look at it from the Heat side?
I don't think it's going to go up necessarily with the Celtics because sometimes, you know, to get that favorite rested, are they a little bit rusty? I don't think it's going up necessarily. I think it could only come down a little bit where it's like, man, that's a lot of points here. For the Heat, I'm probably not going to get involved with the side here either way.
Yeah, okay, so we'll see on that right there how the numbers do go with 208.5 and 13 right now for the season game one. Pellies are on another little run here, 65-51, another timeout from Mike Brown of the Kings. So it's getting dicey right now for Sacramento. And again, if it's the Pellies, and we'll see how this plays out, we'll break down all the playoffs, obviously, before this night is done here in these 3 hours here at VEASAN tonight. But if it is the Pellies, can you learn how to play without Zion? Can you hope that hammy gets better and you get him back?
Yeah, I mean, that's the only thing you can hope for. But he's missed some time a little bit this year, and this team still did, you know, at least make the play-in scenario here in the tournament. But, you know, if they win, they are going to get Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City, you know, not the most experienced team, certainly, but very talented with an MVP candidate, even though he's not going to win, and Shea Gilgeous-Alexander. So, you know, Oklahoma City, that's maybe the saving grace for the Pelicans because Oklahoma City doesn't really have the scar tissue in the playoffs. So that's maybe they think, hey, we can beat this team, even though they were the very deserved number one seed and they earned it.
Yeah, they absolutely did. So, again, we'll figure out how this plays out, but a 14-point lead right now. About 8 minutes ago here in the third quarter, the Kings up against it here early in this third quarter, so we'll update that. Also, the Stanley Cup playoffs are now fully crystallized. So when we come back, why don't we talk a little bit about that Stanley Cup bracket? And, oh, spoiler alert, the Mets taking it to Yamamoto right now. 4-0 Metropolitans out here against the Dodgers.
Dodgers been a little shaky at home. They lost 2-3 to the Nats this week.
How about that? Let's go, Matt. So, again, interesting, too, because the K prop that I think we talked about last night from Yamamoto.
Yeah.
You're like,
it was a no-go when I saw 6.5. I was like, if this is maybe 5.5 or 4.5 with heavy juice, maybe, but
guess
not
how many he has right now? 5. Yep. Right in the West Reynolds number. How about that? So, it always behooves you to get the best of the number. All right, come on back. Let's talk a little Stanley Cup playoffs and break down that bracket. That's next here on VEASAN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
For a limited time, we're offering 2 weeks of our exclusive betting splits for free. Just sign up at VSiN.com/splits. The VSiN betting splits page is updated with DraftKings odds every 5 minutes so you can see the changes in all the action. Find out where the public is betting based on the number of tickets and where the money doesn't match the public opinion. You can check out not just today's action, but future events as well. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Visit VSiN.com/splits now to claim your free 2 week access to VSiN's betting splits. Don't strike out on potential winnings. Visit VSiN.com/splits and start making better betting decisions and start doing so today. Back alongside a very smart bettor, he is Wes Reynolds. I am Dave Ross. This is VSiN Tonight, and we're getting ready tomorrow for the beginning of the second season in the NHL. By the way, do you like the NBA system or the NHL system? Because there's no play-in here for the NHL. I know people get a little bit quirky with the divisions versus the conference and the ties and the points, and some I've heard some consternation about that, but I kind of like the NBA system a little bit. Do you prefer that over the NHL?
I kind of do, because with the NHL, it's kind of confusing because, number one, you don't have the traditional 1-8 anymore. So it's like, okay, you got two wild cards and then two plays three in the division, yeah, and in both the divisions. And I think that can be a little bit confusing. So, yeah, I wouldn't mind like a little play-in deal, because you had especially those teams in the East where you had the Red Wings and you had the Penguins and the Flyers all in it. Capitals end up getting the last spot. Mm-hmm. Actually, Islanders, then the Capitals got the final two wild card spots. So, yeah, like I like to see, you know, maybe, and look, I'm not usually a fan of changing or gimmicking anything, but I think it does draw a little bit of interest here.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, because I thought when the NBA did this, I kind of thought, like you said, I thought, oh, this is gimmicky, and and then you kind of get to it, and you go, no, it kind of feels deserving, mm-hmm, in a roundabout way. So I get it that some people would say, wait, the 7 and 8s shouldn't have to battle with the 9s and 10s to get in. But really, when you're separated by a game, as a lot of these teams were, or not even that, it does seem to be fair. I'll be curious to see if the NHL tries to spice that up in the last week of the regular season, kind of like the NBA has done. But neither here nor there, we do get on the ice tomorrow. Going to start off at 2 o'clock our time, local time here, out west. It's going to be the Isles against the Hurricanes. And the Hurricanes right now, big favorites in game one over the Isles, -230. If you want to go on the puck line here, you can do that. You can get some plus money in Carolina at +$1.24. That total, back to the 80s, 5.5, mm-hmm, which is what you used to get fives back in the old playoff days. Now you're getting 5.5s here with that juice to the under 5.5 at -$1.20. Do we expect open ice? Or kind of close to the vest, as the numbers would indicate.
Well, look, Barry Trotz, we know what he likes to do. He grinds it up and mucks it up, and it's usually a defensive game, which you don't see as much. But now you're seeing more of those 5.5s in playoffs, because it's different now. Mm-hmm. It's different than the regular season. So I don't know if I'm doing anything with the series. I think Carolina, if I made a prediction, I'd say Carolina in 6 games here, but in terms of the first game, with this low total and you're the first game of the playoffs, there might be a little bit of nerves here. So what I may end up doing, I have not bet this yet in full disclosure, but under 1.5, I think it's -115 most places, because I could see a little bit of a feeling out process with these two teams, and, you know, very, very defensive oriented. That's what Barry Trotz likes to do. Grind mm-hmm. out low scoring victories. You know, that's what they wanted to do. But now with Patrick Waugh there, you know, they're trying to generate more offense, but they're still a defensive team. So they haven't totally changed their identity since Patrick Waugh's arrival replacing Barry Trotz. But the goaltending, you know, we'll see. Semyon Varlamov is going to go for the Islanders. And I thought he was better than Ilya Sorokin throughout the season. So no surprise there. It's going to be Freddie Anderson that's going to go for Carolina in between the pipes. So looking at that, look, since Jake Guentzel has come in, when he came in at the deadline, Carolina 13-3-1 since his arrival. So they're the better team in this series. I think the price is probably right in terms of the game and also in terms of the series, but I'm going to go first period under here.
You know, when you mention, you bring up Barry Trotz, it just takes me back to D.C. He's forever a legend there, but it's weird kind of the way his coaching path has gone. Now he's out, obviously, there, and you go to Patrick Waugh. I'll be very curious to see how this looks in the playoffs, because that's why you make those changes, right? Mm-hmm. I think you make those changes to say, all right, we didn't think this guy could get it done in the postseason. Not so much the regular season. Let's see if he can get it done in the postseason. Certainly got it done big time in Washington, D.C. back in the day. Okay, it was funny because last night we were kind of kidding about which fan base suffers more. And I get it, Boston. It's kind of tongue-in-cheek. But you did have, not only did you have a historic year last year, you know, most wins in the history of the regular season of an 82-game schedule. You go out and you lay an egg in the first round. And you get beat by Florida. I don't think anybody saw that coming. Now you're going up against a franchise that some people believe is cursed. I mean, people actually believe in the six that Toronto is cursed. What, 1956? Is that the last time?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I didn't cover that team. So it's been a minute since Toronto's won anything and hoisted Lord Stanley's Cup. You talk to anybody in that town, anybody in Canada, and let's say take your Yankees World Series, your Cowboys Super Bowls, your Lakers NBA titles, whatever, quote-unquote, your favorite American sports championship is, it would pale in comparison to the Leafs winning the Cup north of the border. With all that being said, a small number here, plus $1.05 in game one against the Bees. Boston's laying $1.25. That feels like a lot of pressure for players that had nothing to do with those decades, those lifetimes of success. But, Wes, I think they do feel it.
Yeah, look, the Maple Leafs won in the first round for the first time in nearly two decades.
Wow.
But the problem with this team, really, really good offensively, but defensively, it is a struggle for these guys. They're bottom 10 in the league, also in penalty minutes taken per game and in penalty kill percentage. Ilya Samsonov has really struggled behind this defense. Only an 88.99 save percentage through seven career meetings against Boston. And I think Boston, look, they can take advantage of bad defense. They're top half of the league in goals scored per game, power play percentage, shooting percentage. So, you know, the Bees, though, they do win with defense. You know, they just take away a lot of those high danger scoring chances. And, you know, you have Linus Ullmark, who has emerged as their main goaltender, 22-10-7 this year, 258 GAA. So I just think better defense, better goaltending here. I do think, like Ian Cameron, who was on with us last night, thinks that this is going to go a little bit back and forth, though. They're going to trade wins and losses at least for a little while. But I would lean Bruins here in the first game of the series. Just think that, you know, Toronto, with all the pressure, and I think that the players do feel
it.
The series, you know, pretty darn even, though, as low as plus 105 in the series price. So I don't know if I'm going to do anything with the series as of yet. This may be a trade back and forth type of thing, because I think that these teams are going to trade wins and losses, but I would lean the Bees for game one.
And just for those historians out there, 67, the Leafs got one done, and it was the oldest team to ever win a cup. How about this? The average age of the team was well over 30. And how about they had four players that were 40 or older? They haven't won a cup or been to the final since.
Mm-hmm.
1967.
Oh, yeah.
So that's, 50? Do the math there. It's a long time ago for Trump. But, you know, I do feel like nobody in the current rosters for the last decades should take any of that. And yet they do feel it. Management feels it. The fan base still feels it. It's hard for me to get in front of Toronto against Boston, because it's a weird thing. We're not supposed to take history into account. But because that franchise, that fan base, it's a little bit different than all others, I think it does factor in sometimes
to playoff pressure. It can, but I will say one thing. Look, the market, you know, not exactly buying into it, though, because it's been, I think, pretty much two-way here, and actually maybe a little bit more on the Leafs. The opener on the series, I think, was 110 consensus. Now you're seeing a buck 05, even some even money out there. So I think that this is going to be a back-and-forth series. This is probably going to be, I think, the really featured series in the first round that's going to have a lot of the hype and the attention because of the history between these two teams and because of the checkered history. I should say recent history. It's going back like five decades, but checkered history of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Battle of original six here with Toronto and Boston.
And I know very quickly we talk much more about the Stanley Cup playoffs as we continue in the show tonight. Because it feels like a knockdown dragout between those two, do you kind of avoid those two in the futures market to come out of the East and look for easier paths? Not saying it's going to be easier for Carolina against the Islanders, but it does feel that way on paper.
I mean, I suppose you can, but, you know, I don't really necessarily do that. Now, the Leafs, once they got through that hump over Tampa Bay, it's like, okay, game on. This team's going to the Cup, and then they get beat by Florida the next round.
Right, there it goes. So we all thought that was going to be you move on. It didn't happen last year, that's for sure. Okay, when we come back, let's talk about a playoff series in the NBA that I don't think is getting enough shine. We'll give it plenty of next. We'll break down Cleveland and Orlando from the Cleveland perspective. That's next here when you come back with us on VSiN Tonight.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you haven't done so by now, check it out. VSiN.com. Bet best bets, betting splits, exclusive articles, odds by state. Always love that one. Betting tools, betting guides. It's out there now. Articles each and every day to get you ready for your gambling day. So check out the brand spanking new VSiN.com. Back alongside Wes Reynolds, Dave Ross here as we continue VSiN Tonight. A pleasure to join us now on the Progressive guest line is Chris Fedor. He is a Cavs NBA reporter for Cleveland.com, host at 92.3 The Fan. Chris, great to have you on. I loved talking before we came on here a little bit about just kind of the mentality of Cleveland, because Wes and I have been breaking down the playoffs for the last couple nights here. And I feel like this is the series that isn't getting a whole lot of pub and run out there. And we want to talk about it with you. What's the Cleveland fan base feeling? Because I know kind of at the end of the regular season, maybe they weren't so happy with the route that the Cavs chose.
Yeah, guys, I sense a lot of anxiousness from this fan base. I think there's a lot of wonder about just how good this team is. The second half of the season was bad for this team. Donovan Mitchell obviously only played 11 games because he was dealing with a knee injury. And I think a lot of people are wondering, okay, just how healthy is he? How effective is he going to be if he's not close to 100%? If he's not the guy that he was in the first half of the regular season when he was an MVP candidate, the lone all-star representative, getting 30-point nights consistently. If he can't be this guy in the series against the Magic, what else do the Cavs do for consistent offense? There's not a lot of faith in J.B. Bickerstaff. Mm. There's not a lot of faith in this team to begin with. So it is an interesting situation coming into the playoffs. I think the fans, guys, are really taking a wait-and-see approach, and they're wondering, are these Cavs really the team from the first half of the regular season, or are they the second half of the season team? And I think a lot of people are trying to figure that out. And going into game one, I guess the Cavs will have an opportunity to answer that question.
Yeah, the fans were not very happy on Sunday when they had a lead against the Hornets backups, by the way. And then all of a sudden you saw Tristan Thompson and the very back end of the Cavs bench come in, give up a big run. So, you know, Cleveland, I guess, Chris, got the matchup in the first round that they wanted, getting Orlando, even though they got to be on Boston's side of the draw if they get through this series. So in terms of the matchup, though, two kind of similar teams, two teams that, you know, not overly dynamic offensively, but very good defensively.
Yeah, you know the Spider-Man meme on X?
Yes.
Yes.
That's how I feel about this series. And it makes sense, right? J.B. Bickerstaff is the coach of the Cavs. Jamal Mosley is the coach of the Magic. The two have been friends for 20 years. They vacationed together during the All-Star break. They went to Turks and Caicos. They're so close that Jamal Mosley's kids called J.B. Bickerstaff Uncle J.B. and vice versa. So they have the same mentality of how they want to build a team. They have the same mentality when it comes to approach. Their defense first, offense is secondary for both of these teams. But there are two distinct differences, guys, that I do think the Cavs can capitalize on in this particular series. Number one is experience. If we go back to last year, the first round of the playoffs, Cavs against Knicks, the Cavs didn't have any experience, really, across their roster. It was basically Donovan Mitchell, Jetty Osman, and a few other guys playing against the Knicks with Jalen Brunson, who had been there, done that, Julius Randle, been there, done that, Tom Thibodeau, coached against some of the best players in the NBA. He had an advantage over J.B. Bickerstaff. Coming into this series, because the Cavs added Max Strus and George Niang and Tristan Thompson and Marcus Morris Sr., the playoff totals across the rosters, 359 in terms of appearances for the Cavs, 91 for the Orlando Magic. The Cavs have five players that haven't been to the playoffs. That's it. That's it. And none of those guys are going to have a big role in this series because they're end-of-bench players. For the Magic, only four guys have actually appeared in the postseason, and 85% of their 91 games are taken by Joe Ingles and Gary Harris. Two guys make up 85% of the playoff experience for the entire Orlando Magic team. That's one clear difference. The other one is three-point shooting. The Cavs went out after that loss against the Knicks. They addressed that problem. They're top half of the NBA in three-point makes, three-point attempts, and three-point percentage. Orlando has the worst offense of any team that made the playoffs, and they are the worst three-point shooting team in the entire league. So the Cavs have distinct advantages. They're just going to have to capitalize on those.
Chris, you mentioned about addressing the three-point shooting. Of course, Sam Merrill, what a revelation he has been off the bench, the former Utah State player. But have they done enough? And you mentioned the Knicks loss last year. Have they done enough to solve that rebounding problem? Because that's where they got beat by the Knicks last year, because the Knicks just dominated them on the offensive glass, you know, getting 40% of the offensive rebounds. Do you think Cleveland has done enough, and can Jared Allen and Mobley and these guys keep Orlando off the glass in this series?
Well, here's the thing, guys. Coming into this series, Orlando is not New York. Right? Like, they are tough. They are physical. They are defensive minded. They are long and athletic, but they don't have Mitchell Robinson, right? They don't have Julius Randle. They're not the same capable team in terms of punishing the Cavs on the glass, not to the level of New York. And I think that's something that has to be pointed out. The Cavs last year against the Knicks, against that particular team, they couldn't match the physicality. But not every team in the NBA is going to be that level of physical, right? Not every team in the NBA is going to be able to be that dominant on the offensive glass. Mitchell Robinson is arguably one of the best, if not the best, offensive rebounders in the entire NBA. Isaiah Hartenstein is a premier offensive rebounder. Same thing when it comes to Julius Randle. So Orlando is a good rebounding team as a whole because they have a lot of size. But the brute strength that New York had across its roster, especially across the front line, against Evan Mobley, against Jared Allen, that doesn't exist the same way for the Magic. And beyond that, I do think that Jared is stronger and more capable. I do think that Evan Mobley is stronger and more capable. He went out after that playoff loss against the Knicks, and he had a home gym installed in his place so that he could get stronger. He could be more physical. And I think an understanding of what playoff level physicality is and what it requires, the Cavs learned that against the Knicks. And I do think that that's going to help them as well. In saying all of that, the Cavs are not the best rebounding team in these playoffs. And I do think that Orlando is going to try and take advantage of that. And it's going to be up to Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell and Max Strus. It's going to have to be a collective effort. It can't all fall on the shoulders of Evan Mobley and Jared Allen the way that it felt like it did in that Knicks series.
Chris, with all of that being said, and it's really well stated, you've gotten better. You've taken the moves you would think to increase that production on the glass, certainly that it's not just two men to account for that. Because of the experience factor that they have, and it's, again, almost priced in here as a 2-1 betting favorite to win this series. 4.5-point favorites in game one. How important is game one so that all those advantages that we talk about don't go away in home court in the blink of an eye?
I think it's vital, guys, especially for a team that has been talking very confidently coming into the series about the experience edge that they have, about how much they learned from their playoff series last year against the Knicks, how this is a different team, how this is a different opponent that they're going up against. If they were to come out in game one and Donovan Mitchell doesn't look as healthy and effective, if he doesn't look as explosive, if he doesn't have the kind of game that you expect from somebody like Donovan Mitchell, if the Cavs can't solve the defensive riddle of the Magic, if they get pounded on the boards, I think that's a shock to the system, right? And I think they have some veterans in this locker room that will help them keep it all together, but I think that would be a hit to their confidence. There's no doubt about it. Game one is really, really important for this team to set the tone and show that they aren't the same team from last year against the Knicks.
Yeah, let's just hope that if things don't go well, we don't hear those boo birds that we heard. Chris, do you think that was just frustration at the end of that last game, kind of tanking out of that two spot?
I think it was 2 months of frustration from this fan base of watching the Cavs get blown out by 30 against Denver, right? Watching at times Donovan Mitchell drag his leg up and down the court because he was less than 100%. It was frustration with the way that Darius Garland was unable to step up in the absence of Donovan Mitchell and play to his contract and play to his reputation. I think it was frustration with J.B. Bickerstaff and some of his rotations and his in-game management and the X's and O's. Look, if the Cavs do not play well in game one, the fans are going to let them hear about it. Because, like I said, coming into this series, the fans have questions. And they're very, very emotional. They're on edge about this team. And I don't think it would take a lot for them to really start letting that frustration show again, just like it did in Game 82.
Chris, appreciate you hopping on the Progressive guest line. Cannot wait for Game 1 between Cleveland and Orlando tomorrow. Come on back. Let's talk some more hoops. One more game to be decided tonight. That's next on VSiN.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is VSiN Tonight with Matt Eumanns and Wes Reynolds on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Do not miss out on any of the NBA action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tourney, which is just about to wrap up through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook's got you covered. Same game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, use code VSiN. New customers can bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's with the code VSIN, only on DraftKings, and the crown can be all yours. Normally, the crown goes to the Kings, Doesn't look like this crown's going to the Kings.
No, the crown does not fit.
It does not fit right now for Sacramento, but halfway through the fourth quarter, 97-77, all over the Sacramento Kings are the New Orleans Pelicans. Again, kind of like the Jimmy Butler theme, Miami got it done easily tonight against Chicago. And so far, 6 minutes to go, but it looks like it's going to be relatively easily done here by New Orleans without Zion Williamson. I don't know that these trends can continue past one game, but for a one-game sample, you lose your best player, no problem.
Oh, yeah. And look, a lot was made of Zion Williamson, but six-man of the year award candidate, even though he's not going to win, it's going to go to Tyrese Maxey in Philadelphia. But Malik Monk, able to win without him against Golden State. They very much miss Malik Monk, especially that three-point shooting off the bench, because the Kings tonight just haven't made the shots. I believe they're 9 of 35. From the three tonight. They're getting pounded at the rim. They're giving up layups. They can't guard. And, you know, Keegan Murray was a guy they were talking about in the pregame show, Chuckster and the guys, that he needs to be big. He has not been big tonight. 3 of 11 for only 8 points, 1 of 6 from the three. De'Aaron Fox has got 28, but just not a lot of help, especially from that bench. And meanwhile, New Orleans, three double-digit scores off the bench tonight because they've had to have that and play different rotations, of course, without Zion. Larry Nance with 13, Niall Marshall with 11 in extended minutes, Alvarado with 10 tonight. Mm. Brandon Ingram, though, looks like a different player. He's played about 31 minutes already tonight, 22 points. Jonas Valanciunas, 19 and 12. So all these guys are contributing, and credit to New Orleans in terms of their defense. They've got one of the better defenders in the league. He doesn't score a lot, but sometimes you could play guys points unders against this team because of Herb Jones.
Yeah.
Herb Jones is one of the better wing defenders in the entire NBA. Can defend point guards, can defend off guards, can defend bigger wings. And he has done a tremendous job tonight. I know De'Aaron Fox has gotten 28 points, but 10 of 22 from the floor. Murray's done nothing. They've got nothing out of Keon Ellis. They've got nothing off the bench. Mm. So that's why you see a 20-point lead here for the New Orleans Pelicans against the Sacramento Kings. And obviously the winner is going to play Sunday night against the Oklahoma City Thunder. And we'll have a line for you later in the program.
Let's do a little projection here without we assume this lead's going to hold. If it doesn't, we'll flip the script here. But that this is the 1-8 matchup. It's going to be New Orleans, and it's going to be – we don't know about Zion Williamson now because trying to get an injury report – look, there were some thoughts that maybe could have given it a go. To be able to do this without him, is that just one of those deals where you go, hey, good job by the rest of the guys, but clearly if we're going to do anything, we need him. But you mentioned Brandon Ingram, and it does look like he's really stepped up in Zion's stead. It's never addition by subtraction. It's different, right? Mm-hmm. It certainly looks differently. Can this team somehow be competitive against OKC if Zion can't go for the majority, if at all, in the series?
Yeah, look, it is going to be difficult, but the one saving grace is that you do have the Thunder, who are a very, very young team. They did play just three times this year, and New Orleans did lose 2 of 3 to the Thunder. Actually lost both games at home and then one in November at Oklahoma City as underdogs. So, you know, I would guess Thunder probably in game one, maybe like -5, -5.5.
Feels about right.
And it depends on with Zion. Without Zion, it might be 6 or 6.5.
Here's what they said officially in the report. And this was when it came out on Wednesday. And obviously here as we sit on a Friday. He had an MRI on the hamstring and obviously was ruled out for this game. That was going to be reevaluated. But that reevaluation was going to take place in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks. We ain't got 2 weeks. If you're a Pelicans backer, you're like, man, I need that reevaluated a little bit sooner than that.
Right.
So I know that Shaquille O'Neal was kind of, you know, busting chops. He'll say, hey, get some icy out and get out there, kid, and play.
Mm-hmm.
And Chuck was kind of defending Zion, saying, this isn't the type of injury that you can just gut
through.
Yeah,
hamstrings are tricky. I mean, you know, this isn't, you know, not to diminish any other injuries, but sometimes you can play on ankles. Or
right.
Sometimes you know, like a tweaked knee or something like that, or even a calf you could play with. But hamstring gets really tricky. And Zion knew it right away once he scored that basket and threw down that towel and knew he had to go to the locker room. And he knew probably that was the end of the line for them, at least against the Lakers a couple nights ago. But, you know, Pelicans 97-82, I should say. Kings did just make a quick 5-0 run, so timeout on the floor. 5 minutes left to go in New Orleans.
And again, I would think that if you're OKC, again, this is perfect, right? Well, kind of like Boston. Sure. Do you want to play Miami, the team that beat you last year to get to the finals with Jimmy Butler? Sure, perfect world, yes. But you're getting a much easier road without Jimmy Buckets in that matchup. Same thing for OKC, right? You're the one seed. You don't. No disrespect. They'll say we'd like to play them fully staffed. You don't. Mm-hmm. You'll take the freebie if you can get it. And you just have to feel that without Zion Williamson in a potential seven-game series, at some point, that explosiveness, that the rebounding, the scoring, you're going to miss that if you're New Orleans at some point. But again, I guess it would have to be Brandon Ingram props that you'd have to look at to kind of fill in those gaps.
Yeah, and Trey Murphy maybe too to provide some three-point scoring. So, you know, Thunder certainly, even with Zion, we're going to be the favorite in the series. But we'll see what the line is going to be. And if they don't melt down here in the final 5 minutes, this is the NBA. I've seen it happen before. So.
Yeah. And what's the Lee Corso? Not so fast, my friend. Let's make sure this one's put in the barn.
Although I think that they're in very good position, but still – Got to keep the pedal on the metal, shall we say.
So a 15-point lead 5 minutes ago in regulation right now for New Orleans without Zion Williamson. Again, the other game earlier tonight, Miami easily dispatching of Chicago in this one. And again, Jimmy Butler's not walking through that door anytime soon. I will be curious. We talked a little bit about it in the first segment. Just what Eric Spoelstra can do to try to junk it up. Because kind of like in what we were just talking about with the Cavaliers, when you're the big favorite, Cavaliers, by the way, basically a $2 betting favorite over Orlando to advance out. Cavaliers' terrible year series last year against the Knicks, flaming out in the first round of five. I kind of look at it and I go, boy, Boston, you don't want to play with your food here, right? You want to. They are understaffed here without Jimmy Butler. You want to go ahead and take care of this thing. No more than five, right?
Well, yeah. Look, that's why they've been resting guys, because they've known that they have clinched the Eastern Conference for a while now. So that's why, you know, you've been liberally, you know, sitting out Jaylen Brown a couple games, or Jason Tatum, Al Horford, Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, et cetera. And, playing the backups basically in a lot of these games. So, yeah, look, they should be well rested and they should be well motivated getting the Miami Heat here in the first round.
How about this for a number and the series pricing, right? If you just want to play games, if you really respect Eric Spoelstra like I do in the betting market, can they win two games? Because then the over 5.5 would be in play. That's plus 250. If you just don't think there's any chance of that, and this thing's a wrap in five or less, five or four, that's minus 320. I mean, I would think that's priced properly. I don't know that that's a good enough number for me to be convinced that Miami can win two games. Now, I know South Beach is a bugaboo for Boston, right? Mm-hmm. And we know Miami had no problem going up there last year again with Jimmy Butler and winning the first two games up there in Boston. But again, short of Bam Adebayo and Tyler Hero going nuts, I just don't think they have the horses, right?
I don't. And I think maybe they can win one game here. I just think, you know, not only the payback spot and the revenge spot, but the fact that, look, the Celtics have been the clear best team in the Eastern Conference all season long. So, yeah, I think that they're going to run out Miami. I wouldn't be shocked if it was a sweep. Because of my respect for Eric Spoelstra and his reputation and his accomplishments, I would say Celtics in five.
That probably feels like the right way that I would handicap that as well. That maybe Spo's good enough to get them one, but you just can't see them making this a competitive series, and certainly not one that went down to the wire this time last year. New Orleans trying to put this one to bed. 4 minutes to go, up by 17 now, so resting a little bit easier after a mini burst there by the Kings. And again, in just about 4 minutes when we come back to begin hour number two, the full playoffs will be set now in the NBA like they're already set so far in the NHL. Very quickly, we're going to come back, talk some golf as well, what we saw, because we have history on the line, right, at the Chevron today. But maybe it's going to be a little bit more difficult for Nelly Korda. We'll talk about that, talk about what we saw with Scottie Scheffler, world number one, and everybody at the RBC. That is next when you come back with us, and much more to get to in the NBA postseason as we get ready to get down to the final eight. Come on back, hour number two straight ahead here on VSiN Tonight.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.